and welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Oh my goodness, what a time to be alive! Welcome to a fresh episode of See the World with Ajala Nene podcast. And what time is it? Drum rolls! As you're aware, the Wanderlust Wonder segment, which aims to spotlight a tourist destination in Nigeria and Africa. So where are we spotlighting today? The beautiful, wonderful, crazy place of Idori Hills, a mesmerizing natural attraction. Idori Hills is located in Ibarapa region in Oyo State, blessed with rock formations. Hiking the hills, these are a must-do when you go to that place. Then make sure to explore the caves, the relics, the fascinating landscapes. Oh my goodness. See, you really should explore this historical natural beauty whenever you visit Oyo State. All right, sadly, this is where we come to the end of the Wanderlust Wonder segment. So sit back and let's dive into our next guest for today. Sanu, everyone, welcome to the guest session for the See the World with Ajala Nene. And today, my guest is no other than, I call him one of my Ebons. No, not Ebon. Ebon. Yes, now. Aburu is younger people. Ebon. Ebon, my elder brothers in the tourism space. And his name is Mr. Ayodele Stephen Omotosho. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
He is a tourism, in fact, this word I want to say, I learned it from him.
Aficionado. Aficionado.
What does that mean again, sir?
Aficionado connotes someone who knows the subject, who knows
so
that.
Very well. Yes. He's an expert.
He's an expert.
So he's an expert in tourism space. Yes. Who has made tourism his business? He lives and breathes tourism, literally. He has been in the industry for over a decade. So is he over a decade? I think it's more than over a decade.
He's now 17 years.
17 years. 16, woo! 17. For over 17 years, he's ministered as the president and CEO of Travelogy Communications Limited, publisher Travelogy Magazine. By the way, CTS.
Now Destination Magazine.
Now called Destination Magazine. Uh-huh. And he's the executive producer of Travelogy TV broadcasting on, is it still
Silver
on Bird, STV?
Yes,
STV. Silverbird, yes. Television Network, Lagos. What's BCO?
BCO is Broadcasting Corporation of Oyo State.
Ah, nice. In Ibadan.
Yes.
So guys, you can see he's actually an expert in what he's doing. So sir, let's go straight to this. Why, how did you start? And why tourism? I like the way you said, let's gist.
Thank you. It's a gist. You know, I call it, it's tourism gist time now.
Yes, this is
a
gist
lot
time.
Of people don't know this story, but I'm going to share it for the first time with you. I was just coming back from a trip, you know, in Cross River State, Calabar. That was 2008.
Okay.
So, but whatever I want to do, first I ask God. Because I read somewhere that, you know, that a new day when you are from your mother's belly. So he has a script of your life. He has your travelogue of life. And I asked him, Lord, show me the script of my life. That was sometimes around May 2008. And I was praying, asking God, my revered Bishop David Olani Oyedepo. He said, make a prayer of inquiry and you get the answer. Mm-hmm. So I was in that realm.
Yes.
And lo and behold, I got, do something on tourism.
Just like that?
Yeah. I was inspired. So in the course of doing that, I was asking myself, I read mass communication at the Polytechnic in Ibadan.
Okay, nice.
And I was a good student.
I'm not seeing the connection.
You know, when it comes to advertising, PR, web scripts, and all that. Mm. So I started doing all manners of that. Mm-hmm. So in the process, I contacted a friend of mine who had been there before me. Okay. That, see, this is what I wanted to do. He now gave me 15 names.
Okay, of people in the industry.
Yes, the guy was Wale Oladokun.
Okay.
He was working with Street Journal then.
Okay, okay.
So, and lo and behold, he gave me 15 names and something just struck my mind. Mm-hmm. Ayo, you ask God, the travelogue, your script of life, why can't you go back to your God to give you the name?
Of those people.
Yes. So, and the course of doing that, I love reading. So, before I sleep in a day, I have to read something. So, there
what
was
kind
this.
Of books, sir?
I've read so many books, you know, I have so many of them.
Okay.
So, and I saw in a book, The Lion's Den.
Lion's Den?
Yes. And so, it's an adventure book.
Okay.
So, was actually given to me by somebody I call a cousin.
Okay.
His name is Babajide.
Okay.
So he said, because I was living around Block 1, Flat 3, Punch Estate, around Manguru, Manguru bus stop.
Okay.
So
that's going towards Yanopaja side.
Yanopaja side. So and I said, I'd like to have the book. I put my name on it. So as I was reading that very day, and I saw the captain has not given us the travelogue details of the trip.
You saw the word travel?
Yes, I saw it there. No, don't forget, I said, I've prayed.
Yeah.
So immediately the travelogue, you know, came to my consciousness that this is the name.
Mm.
So I put it as number one. That guy that gave me 15 books.
Sir, what does travelogue actually really mean so that our listeners can understand?
Travelogue
why
is,
it's
a
so
is a broadcast, a write up that has to do with a journey.
Okay.
So vividly captures what I have in mind as for the fact that I want to be, you know, tourism, specialized tourism, you know, publication, the publisher.
Mm.
So immediately I returned to a mentor, somebody I call a mentor.
Okay.
Because Ayo Motor Show is a product of so many people.
Yeah, I think we all are, sir. Mm-hmm. We all are.
Yes. Good ones.
Good ones.
So I went to see Mr. Akinyemi, who then worked at an advertising agency. I said, sir, this is what I intend to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed him my details and everything. He said, oh, wow, this is good. That traveler will fly, among other names.
Why did he say that? What because did he see that was unique?
Because of the uniqueness of the name.
Mm-hmm.
Two, because of what I intend to do.
With
you know,
it.
Publication that has to do with tourism, travel, and stuff like that. So, and I went. Thank God for my brother, my good brother, and he supported me.
Yeah.
And I registered the organization August 1st, 2008.
2008, that's how many years now, sir? If you calculate it.
So it's 16 years.
16 beautiful years.
Yes.
So you got the revelation a year earlier, that is 2007. Yes.
No, 2008. Immediately.
And immediately, you just started running with it.
There's this story that if an Israeli man sees a woman, immediately he proposes to her. So I didn't waste time.
You didn't waste time. You went straight to it.
Yes.
So that's why you now, and with your mass comm knowledge, were you already working like in advertising, or it's just that you say, okay, since I have this background, training, I said, let me add that. Apart from, of course, the revelation.
Yes, apart from that, you know, I worked with, briefly during our IT at AIT.
Okay, AIT.
So I understand.
AIT.
Yes, Africa Independent Television.
African Independent
then
Television.
Then from there, I moved down to NACO.
Okay.
So I had the aviation knowledge.
Okay, aviation knowledge. That's
so,
good.
And whatever I want to do, I believe, I like to learn on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have passion for it. So since I got that idea, that was the day I was baptized with tourism ideas. I was okay. Whatever I want to see. Then I've not married.
Okay.
So thank God I married one of your
By the way, he married one of my sisters from Cornell University. That's my school. Yay. Yes.
So, and from there, whatever I do, I relate it with tourism.
Okay.
Anything I want to do, I relate it with tourism.
It has to connect to tourism.
It has to connect
one
to tourism. So that was why we started the publication. Everybody says the name, oh, wow. I didn't have any knowledge of studying those who have been there before me, but I met them there. Mm-hmm. And in the course of doing that, I dedicated my time, my passion for whatever I do.
Sorry to ask you, sir. So what makes you, because I've seen a lot of, now we have a lot now. We have a lot
Tourism,
hospitality, aviation magazine. What makes your own unique? What makes it stand out?
It's the creativity.
Okay.
Everybody is doing the same thing. Everyone.
Yes.
We are doing the same thing.
Yeah, but.
But the style, the creativity, the
unique
passion,
selling point.
The dedication. While others are sleeping, don't sleep. Keep doing your research. Keep thinking. Keep, you know.
Innovating. You know,
making innovating.
Yeah, that's
so that is all idea. I remember when I did the B2 pageant, that has to do with dish. Excessively just to promote dish tourism.
Nice.
So I've done so many things
as regards to tourism. So let's talk about your event, sir. Your event is one of the highlights of in the tourism. I know at least happens around November, right, sir?
Yes.
Yes. And I know some one or two other tourism events happen. So when people know, they're like, these are the ones, you're always the, like among the top three people who want to attend. So let's talk about your event, sir.
That event was created 2017.
The name again, what's the full name again? Destination?
Where we conceived the, you know, where we conceived the idea, 2017, it was called Destination Tourism Night.
Yes, I remember Destination Tourism
You know,
Tourism
it's a entertainment stuff. I wanted to bring entertainment to tourism, because I realized that it's too,
there's a connection, but it's still fragmented.
Yes. So I wanted to bring entertainment to tourism, which we did successfully by inviting Sheila to give us a, you know, comedic rendition at Eco Hotels. Mm-hmm. So people felt for the first time, wanted to do an event, and where are you coming from? You want to do it at Eco Hotel? You know, some of my colleagues say, oh, Ayo, you got the money. I said, forget about the money. It's all about the passion.
It's the passion.
When your passion drives you.
And the drive.
The drive.
Yes, yes.
So it's not about the money.
I know, also an event, especially in our space, it's not an easy thing.
So, and I did that successfully 2017.
Okay.
So we did that 2018, 2019. Mm-hmm. When COVID came, we couldn't do that.
Yeah, a lot of
so
us couldn't.
So later, I said, oh, let's rebrand this, because a lot of people have been coming. Can we make it beyond a night? So we now call it Destination Tourism Show.
Okay,
Destination Tourism Show.
Okay.
Let's big up. Let's expand it.
After the
Destination Tourism Show, a lot of people start calling that, oh, this thing cannot just be like this. Mm-hmm. Now it has been rebranded to Destination Expo.
Wow, we're not exploring.
Yes. Why? Because we want to, for the first time in Nigeria, we want to bring something that has not been brought to tourism.
Okay. And what's that exactly?
And
sir?
That is real estate.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah. So, at the foundation of hospitality is real estate.
That's true.
So, a lot of people have been calling. I've done that, all the things. So, this year, you know, in our third quarter, we're going to have Destination Expo, bringing the gurus, you know, those who are in that space
to, you know, to tourism.
So the synergy, the economic growth, as long as tourism is growing, as long as hospitality is growing, then real estate is also growing.
Because we have a lot of hotels in Lagos, at least Lagos alone. I know we have like hundreds of hotels.
Even everything is involved with tourism. Your
That's
food,
true.
Your hairstyle, your fashion,
your brand,
education, your medical. That's why we have medical tourism. Everything is connected.
I call tourism the octopus of society.
Yes.
Because it touches every
industry. It has so
many.
It's octopus leg. So
yes, it does. Leg.
Yes.
All right, sir. So so this year, what are you doing this year? The Destination Expo?
Yes.
Is it the Destination Expo differently from the Destination Show? Or
yes,
you're not combining
it together?
It's
different. So it's revolving. You know, as an expert in the industry, as we are doing Destination Tourism Show, we are bringing everything together to connect to Destination Expo.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So that is is going to bring a lot of new faces, mm-hmm. you know, in real estate.
Into the industry.
Into the industry. So that you don't, it still be a straight line kind of mm-hmm. activation. Mm-hmm. It has to be versatile. It has to be, you know, it has to be synergy. Mm-hmm. There mm-hmm. should be synergy. So as you are investing in real estate, don't forget, you can also do hotels. You know, you can also do that.
And
you
are doing that.
Yes.
And things like that.
So,
all right, sir. So I know, I think I only like about you, you're multi-passionate. You're doing so many things in the tourism space. What other projects do you have that you have been connecting to the tourism space now, apart from your event and, of course, your magazine? Let's talk about your television show. Is it still running?
Yes, it's running. That aspect of Destination Magazine is... When we started with Travelog Magazine.
Yes,
I remember. We don't forget that.
Let's not forget that start.
I was inspired that one day Travelog will be on television.
Okay.
That people love to see interesting places visually.
Tourists.
And so, immediately, November 7, 2015, mm-hmm. I launched that aspect of the television aspect of the Traveler Communications Limited.
Okay.
So at Ibis Hotel.
Okay.
So, and ever since that time, mm-hmm. I started with TVC Entertainment.
Nice.
So from there, I moved down to Silverbell Television, producing amazing stories that is, you know, it's not strictly kosher, mm-hmm. but you are trying to make it storytainment, the hotels, mm-hmm. the interesting places,
mm-hmm. well, destination,
spotlighting them. And to God be the glory, we'll be prospering as regards that. So don't forget that we're empowered to do this, mm-hmm. because there is a script. I have a script that I'm following.
Travelogy script for your life.
That's a script. And so everything I do, I relate it to my life. That's why I said, if I want to greet you, may God protect you and guide you in the traveler journey of your life.
Amen.
So that's it, you know.
All right,
so apart from that, then the Traveler TV, we envision one day to come, and the destination. So I'm now the director at Destination Communications Limited. We're running two different organizations. That was registered 2020, mm-hmm. at the peak of the COVID, so mm-hmm. I was inspired to. This is your own. Take it.
Thank you, sir.
So we registered that.
Anyway, guys, that's the magazine. Okay, sir. So I know that another thing I noticed about you, you're very involved in the tourism community. For example, association. I know you're a part of Federal Tourism Association of Nigeria, EFTAN. Then ATWON.
At state level.
Yes, EFTAN state level. Then ATWON. What's the full meaning again? I know it's
Association of Travel and Tourism Writers of Nigeria.
Yes, Association of Tourism Writers of Nigeria. So, sir, why are you part of these associations? Why were you part of these associations? What inspired you? And can you tell us more about the journey? Because the truth is that a lot of people are trying to join associations, especially the younger ones.
Yeah.
But this is me just being very honest. I feel, and most of us have said this, I feel there are too many associations, right? And we believe that some associations could have come together as just one instead of having too many of a particular association. So why is that a problem?
Clashes of interest.
So how do we younger ones who want to join know which one to pick?
It's because, you see, my take is to that is the so-called leaders at the helm of affairs of tourism, mm-hmm. or those who have made it in the industry, mm-hmm. they don't want the younger ones to, you know.
Why?
I don't know.
No, sir, there must be an answer. There has to be a reason why.
What I feel is they want to own it all.
And not group the younger ones to come and...
Yes.
That's my feeling. I feel that if that is it, I feel it's wrong, because as godfathers and godmothers of an industry, I hope to become a godfather and a godmother. And my dream is to bring younger people to come up so they take over what I've done. And I watch them with pride. So I don't feel, because this association thing is actually a big issue. I've had a lot of folks wanting to join. I tried to join one and I saw leadership tussle happening. And my two legs, I ran.
Yeah.
And my fellow colleagues too say they're not joining. And it's wrong because when we go abroad, one of the things they ask you, what community are you in? What association are you in?
Yeah.
And if you're not able to pick an association that you feel comfortable with, or you can't even see one to pick, because if you pick this one, say, why didn't you pick that one? How can we solve this problem, sir? Because we do need these associations to help us grow, especially we, the younger ones, and the we that are already in the industry that are growing.
We must thank you for that. We must exhibit love.
Love,
we must try love, as much as possible to show love to one another. We must also respect one another.
What about collaboration?
I'm going there. We must synergize. We must also collaborate.
Yeah.
Once you are doing something great, if you see it on general platform, you should be able to celebrate and appreciate the person that, you know, came out about the idea.
And not try to overtake that person.
Yes.
You do yours, I do mine. Yes. Respect each
other.
We are
all in the same space. You know, I said Umo Rosley one day that tourism is inelastic.
Because
there's a value for it.
Yeah.
If someone, you know, check the flight now. They are flying maybe Lagos, London. If they call it tomorrow, 2 million naira, people will still buy it.
Yeah, people are still buying tickets. Even now, this dollar that's increased.
There's a premium value to it. So you cannot do without it.
Sure.
So that is why I said, you know, using economics times, that tourism is inelastic.
Yeah.
So until we have that place in mind, that is why we came out with African Youth Tourism Festival, to mentor the
By the way, I need to talk about that thing. What inspired you to start that? Because I remember when you sent me a message, say, Aburomi, come and do video for me. Oh, do it. I was like, wow, Oga has come again. He's doing something for the youth. And I love that it is youth. And please, I hope I'm seeing you today, not just the elderly ones that are coming.
No, it's good to be.
Because I've noticed that we have events.
Yes.
We call it something. You come down, you'll be seeing people that you should not be seeing.
You see, we've written to the local government chairman in Lagos that they should bring 30 of their youth of each location.
For each local
government. So
beautiful.
With that,
because we need to inspire these young people to see that there's something in the current space.
57 local governments in Lagos, or 20 local governments with SEDA, 37, that's 57 multiplied. That's over 1,000 plus.
1,000 plus. Now that's nice. I'll be looking forward to seeing those young people there.
With the, you know, that's, and amazingly, tourism is very interesting. I will tell you why. It goes beyond just go to Olumo Rock.
Yes, it does.
Or you want to see Obudukatu Ranch. Or you want to see my state, Idore Hills. No.
It goes beyond that. Next.
It goes beyond that.
Yeah.
Daily affair is tourism.
True. Moving around.
It's tourism. Eating. It's tourism.
It's tourism. Dressing.
Some people say, oh, we don't like traveling to from. We don't like travel by here. Travel by road.
Travel by
road. Don't
by like force. Walk.
Walk. It's tourism. So it's, but it has value chains. That's why we are trying to incorporate it into the new Gen Z people.
Our Gen Z people.
Yeah. So,
so that they see the
so that they can learn.
From
look
their
at your friend.
Grow.
Your friend finished from Covenant University who happens to be my wife.
Yeah.
After looking for a job, I said, look, Nikki, come. Be thinking of what to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. There's no white collar job anywhere.
Yeah. Even if there are, you're not doing that well these days.
So she ventured into cake, aspect of tourism.
I've eaten a cake, by the way, guys. It's delicious.
Cake is selling.
Because every day someone is doing party.
The only place you cannot, you know, cut cake is Adeberia.
Adeberia, Benisa. You're right.
So, if I decide to do an event tomorrow,
I will want to get cake.
And she didn't stop at that. She ventured into ice cream.
Nice.
So one day, somebody came up with an idea that you want to do a training for ice cream people who want to venture into ice cream. 100,000 naira, individual.
Mm-hmm.
That lady got 28 people. That gives you 2.8 million naira within the space of, I think, 3-4 days.
Wow. Wow.
Will you just tell me that person wants to jackpot?
What will I jackpot if I know?
And after that, she has done so many trainings for people who want to version into ice cream.
Wow.
I did a research in America alone, about $2 billion for ice cream industry in America.
And these people like ice cream, Sha.
I'm telling you honestly.
So can imagine if you bring that idea down here and train
ice cream.
People.
Creamery.
And people that travel and explore, they want to eat ice cream.
I'm telling you, I love ice cream. But you can say taste, you know, I might not consume the ice cream or the way my kids will consume ice cream. But everybody, you know, it brings joy, it brings good experience.
Yeah.
And she's bringing that to African Youth Tourism Festival.
Can you imagine? See the connection with the food and tourism.
There's food aspect of it.
There's food tourism.
You explore a destination with three things: the music, mm-hmm. the women, mm-hmm. yes,
and the food.
And the food. You feed the culture.
Yeah.
The food. Mm. I went to Akwa Ibom. Mm. They say Akwa Ibom Ayaya is beautiful from the skyline.
Wow.
So I had fisherman soup. Mm-hmm. I had a dika ikon of the highest without water.
Wow.
If you squeeze that vegetable, you won't find water.
Find water inside. That story.
I had impa koko.
Oh, that thing is delicious, so, with the shell.
I'm telling you.
Oh, Lord. And then the... Oh, okay.
So,
I should stop.
There are so many things you can do with tourism. That is why at this African Youth Tourism Festival, there's what we call, food carnival.
Nice.
Come and showcase your
food,
your varieties,
delicacies.
Your delicacies. Then we're going to... What about the talking drum? In my area, I saw a young guy who is doing drum as a business. And truly is a business.
Is he making the drum or he...
He's making the drum.
Okay. Does he train people how to... do the talking drum?
Absolutely. That is why you find Aralola in that space.
Yes.
Who has been doing amazingly well in that drumming setting.
Industry. That's tourism.
That's tourism. Because that is the oldest form of communication.
Yeah.
When I was in school, if there's any challenge, that's why if you are flying, if the plane is about to land, you see there's a red line. It's an education of communication.
So
that is what we call non-verbal communication. So the drum is a message. Even in the palace, Yoruba, palace, mm-hmm. you see the drum must first of all welcome the king, or welcome anybody. They can communicate. Mm. If something goes wrong somewhere in the olden days, mm-hmm. the drum is, oh wow, there's something. Go and watch Arori there, and you need to retete wale dun 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 dun. You understand? So that's why
that's
I said
culture. Who has,
yes, that's culture.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This so it's bigger than
that's why
we
want
see.
To educate the youth. That's why I said love. We want to educate them in about 5-day event, 5-day weaved with creativity.
Yeah.
Aspect of the music and cultural display. The conference exhibition, 100 talking, talking drama, African food carnival, hospitality. Fiesta, African mobile village is huge. This is sponsorship driven.
May I see that, sir?
Yes.
Awesome. So we have music for the African. By the way, guys, let me advertise for Oga Edinia. We have the African youth.
Food carnival.
Okay, so we have the African Youth Tourism Festival. It's happening 16th to 20th
at TBS,
April
Lagos,
at TBS at Tafo Abalewa Square Marina, Lagos. And guys, I'm inviting you for this. This is the first edition, sir,
yes.
right? And we're going to have music and culture, conference exhibition, 100 talking drums, guys. Come and hear the traditional drummers. Mm. Then, of course, you have the food, gastronomy, hospitality.
Food carnival,
the hospitality fiesta, African mobile village, talent discovery, fashion show, city tour, painting competition, beach. Guys, please. On the 16th to 20th of April 2024 at Tafawa Balewa Square Marina.
To explore. Thank you for that. To explore further.
Mm-hmm.
Aspect of the beach tourism. That's what we call beach tourism party. That after the whole time, let's go and hang out.
Yeah.
So it's a whole lot. The youth that don't have anything doing.
Let us create that thing for them so they will have a job in that area.
Yes, you create jobs. So the aspect of fashion. Fashion is selling.
Yeah, and dress. Afrocentric.
Yes, it's selling. Somebody made these shirts.
Yeah. By the way, sir, I must get my own copy of the shirt at the Youth Festival.
So it's a whole lot.
It's a whole lot.
To answer your question, whether the senior, you know, colleagues that is above the age of the youth.
Yes.
Of course, they have to be there.
They do have to be. Don't get me wrong, sir.
Yes.
Just I've noticed that as much as I tell my fellow colleagues that come, we can never take away the elders from this thing. They're the ones that actually created this platform for us to open the door. Mm. But of course, like I keep saying, this should be a synergy with the older ones and the younger ones.
Exactly.
And when we're creating these events, let's ensure that these younger ones are actually there. So they will actually see the benefits and learn from it.
Mm.
So, sir, before we wrap up, I know there's a book that you say you wrote.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't write the book. I contributed to the book.
You contributed to the book?
Yeah, and the book was published by Unilag Consult.
Ah,
someone,
nice. So what's the name of the book, sir?
It's in honor of our governor, Babajide
Ratnafashola.
Incident commander.
Ah.
Incident commander.
Why that name?
Someone conceived this idea.
Okay.
Someone conceived this idea, Mr. Shola Ojewusi.
Okay.
And he contacted me that, Ayo, I know you're a tourism expert. I want you to contribute aspect of tourism to this book. So
yeah,
I wrote the chapter 7.
I think I'll give it to...
Yes.
I'll give it to him. He really promoted Lagos tourism.
Yes, absolutely. Our governor is when you check about the teams, tourism and entertainment is part of his.
Yeah, I remember there was a time they wanted to do a review of the tourism.
Yes, the tourism master plan.
You know, it was a big deal. So I will give it to him. When it comes to tourism in Lagos,
absolutely.
He has done an amazing
job.
He's
the number one tall tourism tour officer in Lagos, as in the tour officers, you know. Then he has actually, you know, put someone who knows about the tourism, that is Mr. Toke Bello Awoyinka, a woman with substance, you know, who wants, you know, who wants detail
in for
every
the tourism
aspect
space.
Of tourism products.
Yeah. That's good. So, that's amazing.
So look at this chapter 7, and it's literally. I was surprised when I saw this thing. My birthday is November 7th,
mm-hmm.
and so they gave me chapter 7.
and you did the chapter 7 of it.
Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu's impact on tourism during the COVID-19 pandemic. I said something here that, if you permit me to read, as a leaders of nations endowed with tourism fixtures and assets, must come to the undeniable understanding and knowledge that tourism is of paramount importance in the development master plan of every nation.
Mm.
You must first of all recognize that.
Yeah.
Once it is conceptualized and actively executed, a beautiful destination is birth.
I agree.
You
totally agree.
So, I really tell the issues of
tourism
of,
and policy COVID-19
with tourism. And when they saw it, the Unilag Consult wrote to me that, wow, what a brilliant write-up, and that they are going to publish it.
That's nice.
The impact of social life. I said the sudden outbreak of the virulent COVID-19 pandemic made life to become boring and sickening as at that time.
Yeah, because we're all inside.
Yes. Social life was at the lowest ebb as the erstwhile vibrant and fun-loving Lagosians were restricted from movement and engagement in a crowd pulling parties such as child naming ceremonies, weddings, weekend live shows by musicians, comedians, and others, entertainers, as a result of the invisible virus. So it's something that we have contributed, I have written my name in the Standard Times of tourism
development.
You've
left a legacy.
And there are so many events that we'll seek for collaboration.
Yeah, partnerships.
Synergy. It's not about Ayomotosho or about Travelogue or about Destination or about me doing African Youth Tourism Festival. Mm. It's a whole community.
Yeah.
A lot of airlines are coming aboard, hotels, eateries.
Mm-hmm. And they all have
government
to connect
agencies,
with the other.
Let them connect
and
see the beauty of tourism.
All right, sir. So as we wrap this up, sir, I want to go to the fun part about you. What are the three things that people don't know about you? We've not heard. Three. That's three.
Three things.
Three. Meta. Shebi is meta.
That people don't know about me.
Yes, sir. Just
three things. Three things that people don't know about me. Let me see.
You have to think, sir.
This is, you caught me.
That's the whole idea.
Oh, dear, wow. That people don't know about me.
Benny.
Okay. Ayomotosho doesn't get, I don't get angry easily.
That's a good one. Mm. That's good. So number two.
Yeah. Two.
Mm.
Yeah, people don't know about me. People know others, but yes, people don't know about me. Okay.
This is what you're thinking, answer. You have put everything out there. Okay, let me leave you. You've tried. You've told us only one.
Yeah, I have to try again. Yeah, people don't know about me.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You know what, sir? Let me free you so that we can wrap this all up. Let me free you, sir. Okay. But thank you for that. So, thank any last you. Words for our listeners, sir?
Yeah, thank you for this show, for thank what you, you are doing. When I saw the flyer, that's wow, 100, what do you call it?
A top 100 top power list of in Nigeria, yes, tourism power list in Nigeria.
When I saw it, I said, wow, that is another mileage coming from you.
Thank you, sir.
And I must commend your passion.
Thank you, sir.
Your dexterity, you know, how you have been pushing for the last 7, 8 years.
Yes, sir.
You have shown and you have proved to me that you are in for tourism, not just for the monetary value of it, but for the passion, mm-hmm. you know, but your passion that has been keeping you all along, keep doing it. I want to celebrate with you.
Thank you, sir.
For what you are doing, keep doing it. One day, it will pay.
Ah, me?
There's no way it will not pay off.
Thank you.
You know, when you chase the dream, chase the passion, the money will come, certainly.
No, don't make me cry, sir. Please don't make me cry. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. I really appreciate you, sir. Yes. And I'm looking forward to the African Youth Tourism Festival that's happening in April. All right, sir. So thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Till our next episode. Bye. We conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.